This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce plans to survey its members about the city's proposed vehicle registration fee and an increase in utility fees. The city wants to use the money from the $35 per year per vehicle registration fee and a small increase in utility fees to pay for road and sidewalk special assessments and take property owners off the hook. The city will have another presentation on its proposal later today at City Hall. The change would only affect future special assessments and not ones from the past. One common council member has already announced he will not support a vehicle registration fee. Organizers of the Battle on Bago decided to cancel all on-ice activities for the fishing tournament. The tournament is scheduled for mid-month and features over $350,000 in cash and prizes. Organizers say they've canceled the on-ice fishing tournament because of deterioration of the ice on Lake Winnebago. The events at Menominee Park will still take place that weekend. Meanwhile, the Otter Street Fishery will take place this weekend that goes on Miller's Bay. Page 2, that bomb threat apparently getting stranger and stranger. The 65-year-old Clintonville woman now admits she called an Oshkosh synagogue earlier this week, but only because she was being held hostage at her home by Clintonville police. She wanted to get the attention of the FBI, and apparently has. The new owners of the Oshkosh Waterfront Hotel have released some pictures of their new renovated rooms. The former Best Western Hotel is becoming a Marriott property. The hotel plans to reopen and finish their renovations by the end of March. And an Oshkosh business is a victim of identity theft. The owner of Pallet Liquidation Depot says someone is using his company's name, address, and phone number to sell pallets to people and then never deliver. Michael Friday says hundreds of people have already been scammed. Turning to sports, congratulations to Steph Crumry. The former Lourdes basketball standout will be inducted into the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame later this year. And the Herd is back in town tonight. They open a 2-game homestand. They take on Westchester. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First. Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.